سلام السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. وبعد, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I welcome each and every one of you to our series dealing with the 40 ahadith on the seerah of Rasulullah, on the life and times of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We discuss the miracles of the Prophet, the smile of the Prophet. We discuss the interaction with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in regards to children, men, women, how he dealt with his companions, whatever the case may be. All angles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is covered. So in this hadith, and this is hadith number 32, a very, very lengthy hadith, but very beautiful inshaAllah. Jabir radiallahu anhu says in a beautiful hadith, and this happened in the expedition of Al-Khandaq, the expedition of the trench. He said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, i'dhan li ila al-bayt, permit me to go home. Jabir said, I then went home and I said to my wife, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was experiencing hunger, and no one will be able to bear such hunger. فَعِنْدَكِ شَيْءٍ, do you have anything by you to feed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? She then told her husband Jabir that I have some barley and I have anaq, a female goat. فَذَبَحْتُ الْعَنَاقِ, Jabir said, I slaughtered the female goat. وَطَحَنَتِ الشَّعِيرِ, and my wife started to ground the barley to make some bread. Then I went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and I said, Ya Rasulullah, تُعَيِّمْ لِي, I have some food with me, a very little food. فَكُمْ أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَرَجُلْ أَوْ رَجُلَانِ, you and one or two other men can accompany you and have a meal with me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, كَمْ هُوَ, how much is there of food? فَذَكَرْتُ لَهُ, I mentioned to him that it's a very small amount. The Prophet then said, كَثِيرٌ طَيِّبٌ, this will be a lot and it will be pure and it will be good. I then قال, and then the Prophet told me, قُلْ لَهَا, tell your wife, لَا تَنْزِعْ الْبُرْمَةَ وَلَا الْخُبْزَ مِنَ التَّنُّورَ حَتَّى آتِيَا, not to remove the pot of food nor the bread from the stove until I come. فَقَال, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told the Sahaba, all the Sahaba, told them, قُومُوا, stand up. فَقَامَ الْمُهَاجِرُونَ, all the Muhajirun, the people who moved from Makkah to Medina, they stood up. وَالْأَنصَارُ, and the helpers, the people of Medina, the locals. فَلَمَّا دَخَلَ عَلَى مْرَأَتِهِ, when Jabir entered upon his wife, he said, وَيْحَكِ جَاءَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, he said, oh no, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with the Muhajirin and the Ansar, وَمَنْ مَعْهُمْ, and all of those that they brought along as well. قَالَتْ, the wife said, هَلْ سَأَلَكْ, did he ask you? قُلْتُ, I said, نَعَمْ, yes, he asked me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, أُدْخُلُوا, he said to the Sahaba, enter, وَلَا تَضَاغَطُوا, and do not throng around, do not, you know, fill up the place, do not, you know, be everywhere. فَجَعَلَ يَكْسِرَ الْخُبْزَ, the Prophet started breaking the bread, وَيَجْعَلْ عَلَيْهِ اللَّحَمْ, and he would put meat on it, وَيُخَمِّرَ الْبُرْمَ, and then he would close the pot. وَالتَّنُّورُ, and the stove, إِذَا أَخَذَ مِنْهُ, after taking from it. يُقَرِّبْ إِلَى أَصْحَابِهِ, he would give it to his companions. ثُمَّ يَنْزِعْ, and then they would stand up and they would leave. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يَكْسِرُ, the Prophet continued to break the bread and scoop from the meat. حتى شبعوا, until all the Sahaba had their fill. وبقي بقية, and they were still remaining from this food. Then he said, كلي هذا وأهدي, he said to my wife, the Prophet said, eat from this food and give as a gift to others. فإن الناس أصابتهم مجاعة, because verily the people are experiencing hunger, other people are experiencing hunger, so give them from this food. And this hadith comes in Sahih al-Bukhari. What do we learn from this hadith? We learn from this hadith the miracles that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed. We know as Muslims that one aspect is part of our theology, part of our aqidah, is that the friends of Allah, and more so the greatest of friends of Allah, the prophets of Allah, could perform miracles. Why? To make people soft to the message of Islam. And this is a miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The fact that there was one pot of food and a few pieces of bread, but it sufficed all the people that was in the battle, all the Ansar and all the Muhajirun, and yet there was left. The Prophet then told the wife of Jabir, who made the food, you eat, and the remainder give it to the poor people. So from this we learn the miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, we learn the great love that the Sahaba, and in specific, Jabir had for the Prophet ﷺ. The Sahaba would sacrifice themselves and their food and the little that they had, the she goat, the female goat, and the little bread that they had in service of the Prophet ﷺ, out of love for the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ's mercy to his companions, and he's taking care of them. From this, we also learn the patience that the Prophet ﷺ had with his Sahaba in this battle. Subhanallah. Think about that, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. We have so much, and we have so much to be thankful to Allah for. In this battle, in this very expedition, the Prophet tied stones, subhanallah, to his belly out of the severe hunger. May Allah grant us the realization to ponder about this matter. The matter that your beloved and my beloved, the greatest man on earth, suffered this, subhanallah, hunger. We will never know this hunger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us relief. Grant all the Muslims in the dunya who are experiencing hunger on a daily basis, may Allah feed them and may Allah clothe them. Jazakumullah khairan, brothers and sisters in Islam, for your time. May Allah grant us the tawfiq and the hidayah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.